People, we're back once again. It's episode 9.
A little pocket awareness.
A little pocket awareness. I'm Marcus.
I'm Chris.
And we're back again. It was an exciting week 3, and then we got an exciting Thursday night game.
Yes,
too.
We did.
And we're going to go over some, you know, the usual, go over some new quarterbacks. And we got a new segment this week.
It kind of fit off of last week, yeah. A theme we've kind of had the last few weeks
A few weeks, and we're going to feed off that. So we got a new segment that we're going to introduce this week, guys. So got a pretty good show coming up here. So how do you feel about this week, Chris? How do you feel? What's going on?
Well, Marcus, I gotta get right into that Thursday night game.
Okay.
And I was tweeting at you.
Yes.
You got to give it to me.
It's not happening, man.
I got to hear it.
I told you I got to get mine first.
You will get yours if Mahomes can do it for a full season and then at the beginning of the next year continue to do exactly what he did from the season before.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that though. All right, so let's talk about this. So we got the Vikings Rams Thursday night game. That was last Thursday. It was 38-31 Rams. It's a very explosive, high scoring game. 1,000 yards total offense. It was very exciting. Very good quarterback play. From both sides. Well, you know, Chris is going to try to say that it wasn't, but it was.
I'm not going to say it wasn't. I'm just going to say there's a piece there that was missing from a certain all my money guaranteed man.
No, he just did what he usually does. But we'll get into that. Okay. All right, Chris. So go ahead. Go into what you thought about the game. What'd you think?
I thought the Vikings were going to come in and make a statement after they got their lunch fed to them by the Buffalo Bills in Minnesota last week, with both starting corners being out for the Rams.
Yeah.
And the way that Diggs and Thielen have been playing, and that was just going to open everything up in the middle for Rudolph. And when the passing game going crazy, Dalvin Cook's going to have a day on the offensive side of the ball where he's putting up monster numbers, but it wasn't Cook putting up the numbers.
Yeah.
It was Goff and Kupp putting up the numbers and Woods putting up the numbers. And I just sat back and I said, you know what? The Vikings got exposed.
Yes, they did. The Vikings, did they get exposed?
They got exposed.
Or did they get exposed 2 weeks ago against the Packers?
Yeah. You want to go back to that game? I'll go back to that game with you. But no, you're right. You're right. Let's be honest. That game should have been a blowout. It should have at one point been 30-7. The Packers completely dominated that game until it got a little crazy in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe they did get exposed in the Packer game and the tape showed all. But this isn't anything new for Cousins. This is the same guy that we've seen. But from 20-20, the guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, Cousins is the same guy that we've always known. He's the same person. He it's like 20-20, he's like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, he had some awesome throws that game.
He did. He had some really great throws, and the way that the game planning went, even though they got away from the run, because at one point, what was it, at halftime, that Dalvin Cook had 10 carries for 20 yards?
Yeah, dude, Dalvin, what's up, Cook, man?
I think it had a little bit to do with the game planning and with what we were talking about the last two games with the game film. Once you get – they couldn't get themselves in a position to where the defense had to – okay, are they running or are they passing? They pretty much had Minnesota figured out the whole way. They knew what was coming. Yeah. They knew it was a run or they knew it was a pass. And Cousins, he drops back there. What is he doing with that football? Why can't he hold on to the football at the top of his drop?
Right. No, it's his whole career. That's Kirk Cousins. Steps back to the drop. He fumbles.
Yeah, every time. Every time. All you got to do is pop him in the hip and that ball comes out.
The Vikings defense is just so bad right now. I don't get it. I don't know what is wrong. And I think that.
Did they get old? Did they get old? Is this an old group and we just weren't paying attention?
Not really. What are they old at? No, old at corner.
Across the defensive line? Did they get old on the defensive line?
The defensive line.
Did they get old at linebacker?
Young. They don't have Everson Griffin right now.
Is that the difference? No, because he was there against for the last 2 weeks, wasn't he?
I don't know. I don't think he was there for week 3. I don't remember right now. But Everson, he's missing, right? Griffin's missing. But let's just go over all the pieces they have, dude. They got Xavier Rhodes, right?
He's old.
First round pick. He's not old. He's like 27.
I thought Rhodes was in his 30s.
No, man. He's like 27. He's young. See?
All right. Now, see? Then
he's 27, right?
Okay.
You got Harrison Smith, who's like probably 27, 28.
Yep.
You got Eric Kendricks. You got Anthony Barr.
Barr got exposed.
Oh, yeah.
He got exposed that he is not a dual threat linebacker.
He's a pass rusher. But
he's a pass rusher.
I haven't realized that yet.
Well, they're going to be in trouble because that's all over the film this week. That was McVay came in and said, him. We're going after him.
Yeah.
And Allen jumping over him the way that he did. I thought Barr was more athletic than that. That was a big ole. How do you let a guy 6'8" jump over you? He's not small himself. Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah,
that one was mind-boggling.
Barr is struggling right now. So we got Anthony Barr, right? Anthony Barr is there. Then you got, already went over Kendricks. Then I don't know who the other linebacker is right now that I can't think of on the top of my head. But then you got Daniel Hunter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got Sheldon Richardson,
mm-hmm.
who's still young. You got Trey Waynes, who's still young. I mean, is Trey Waynes good? That's a question, too. Probably not. Then Sendejo, I don't think he's old, but is he good? I mean, he's not that really the best safety in the world, right? He's not. He just
isn't. I'm at a loss. I really thought that they were going to come in and lay some wood. I really thought that.
See, the difference here, though, the big difference in this whole thing that I think is – let's look at third down for the Rams, right? I've always raved about Zimmer on third down.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams were 1-for-6 on third down. They're 1-for-6.
Barely got him to third down. That's the problem.
That's the point. So that's the blueprint on how to beat the Rams is get them on third down and get them on third and long. That's the blueprint, right? It has to be because obviously. I mean, they have the least three and outs, but they also have like the least third downs in the league. They don't get third down. They don't get the third down.
So we don't even know what third down looks like for the Rams. We have some sprinkles of data. We
exactly.
got a 1-for-6, and that's – and you're right. You tweeted out that statistic, the least third downs in the NFL, and the Rams right there at the top of it.
Yeah, they don't do third down. They don't have to.
You might have also tweeted it because your Raiders are on that list, but that's another story.
Yeah, but –
that's another story.
Yeah.
We aren't going
to
go there.
They want to frustrate me all the time. Yeah, but
and I want to frustrate you by bringing that up too. So.
All right, but back to Goff.
Yeah.
Back to Goff. Goff did play. He played really, really.
Give it
really
to me,
well.
Marcus.
He
Tell
played
me.
Really, really well.
Tell me.
He made plays outside of the scheme of the offense, which he didn't do last year, Chris. So I don't know. But let's not jump the gun. It's his second year in the offense. It's fine. He's a good quarterback. I still want to see it if they're down. I want to see him when they're down.
Are they going to be down? Goodness, that offense, man.
It's going to happen. There's no way you're an NFL team. There's no way you're going to go all 16 games just killing everybody. Somebody's going to stymie you a little bit.
You're right. They do have some tough games coming up later in the season.
Like I said, man, if you get them in third and long, you'll have a shot. I mean, to be honest, we're talking about the Raiders, but the Raiders played them the best. If you want to.
So far, yeah, you're right. They did.
They kept them on third and longs at the beginning of the game.
You're not wrong. So far, they did.
Right? But if you don't do that, you're in trouble. So you got to get them on third and long, and that's how you stop them.
Is it me?
Team is going to do that this year.
Is it me, or does it look like Gurley doesn't get touched until 4 yards down the field?
He doesn't.
He's doing what Zeke used to.
To be honest, Chris, sometimes I forget he's there.
Right?
The way the offense is turning, without look up, he has 150 scrimmage yards.
Right. This is a fun offense to watch.
I know, because
it's a real fun offense to watch.
It is all around him. It's all designed around him. The play fakes, everything is like teams are set to stop him. They're not even really set to stop Goff. So I don't know how that's going to change when teams are like, okay, maybe we should worry about Goff a little bit. Maybe it's kind of like let Gurley kind of get his on his carries.
No. The blueprint is stop. You got to stop Gurley, and your offense has to put points up on the board early. So it was the same. It's the same blueprint that teams used to have for the Seattle Seahawks. You stop Marshawn Lynch. You put the ball in the hands of Russell Wilson. That was the game plan to keep the games, you know, in a position where you had an advantage.
Yeah.
If you can shut the run down, make them one dimensional with the pass, then you have an opportunity to figure something out.
But I feel like they don't run the ball to the second half. That's I've been watching. Since the last, I watched them twice now. I really haven't watched them the other weeks because they've been blowing people out. But against the Raiders and then watching this Vikings game, I really feel like they don't run the ball until the second half.
I feel like
they just play action you because they think
in the first half
just because you feel like okay, I gotta stop Gurley, so they just play action the hell out of you and they give him like five carries, but they keep you honest. And then when they start giving him the ball, then you really have to come up with play action because they're already up on you, and then you're in trouble. They're like everything's like a setup.
McVay's
a genius.
He is.
Everything's a setup, man, and that's the thing. That's hard to stop because I feel like if I was defense coordinator, I'd be like, okay, just let Gurley get like 150 yards, and then
the old Adrian Peterson blueprint. let AP get his 200 yards. Just don't let him in the end zone.
Let's be honest on the play action. Let's not bite on the play action fakes. Let him get his. We'll tackle him. Let him do it because if they get out of their range and we stay back on the play actions. And we just play the pass. That's what I feel like.
You know what? That's a good call. That's a really good call.
Let him get his because they really don't want him to get his until it's time for him to like start draining the clock and running the game.
Yeah, and he's always been that guy that like you're in the fourth quarter, everybody's on their hands and knees. Not him.
Yeah.
Not him. He's ready to just run you over.
Yeah. But Goff, he had an incredible night. He did. He had one of the best quarterback performances you'll see.
He threw some beautiful balls.
Some dimes, man.
Beautiful balls. Dimes.
I mean, and not even like the most wide open windows.
You know? No, the second touchdown to Kupp in the back of the end zone over both of the defenders, just dropped it right. Oh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
He has some great throws, man. And
absolutely.
The one to Woods was awesome, too. The one he had to Woods.
Yeah,
was
up the seam?
Yeah. That was a great throw.
Yep.
Oh, he had some awesome throws. But, I mean, Cousins has some good throws, too. I'll give Cousins.
See, I don't think Cousins really had an opportunity to fit it into windows. In that first drive, there's a throw where it looks like he fitted into a window just over top of the defender.
Yeah.
But the defender didn't jump. Like, if you watch him, he kind of short hops it. He thought that he had the pick so easy.
Yeah.
And he just didn't realize, oh, my depth perception's off. I didn't guess.
The touchdown he had, too, with Marcus Peters didn't think he'd throw it over him either.
So I don't necessarily think that he's throwing into windows.
Aggressive?
Cousins?
Yeah.
Because he's got to earn his guaranteed money.
He's so aggressive.
He's in his head.
My brother was talking about me about that this summer, and I was like, is he that?
This is a guy.
I'm watching him. He's like, God, is he aggressive?
This is a guy that's his entire NFL career. He's been brought into. I mean, he started with RG3.
Yeah.
RG3 was the guy, and then Cousins came in, and he had to prove that he was going to continue to be the guy.
Yeah.
And then we got you like that. Out of him because he's like, I'm the guy. Like, I need you guys to believe that I'm the guy. So he's been super aggressive like that because he's trying to be this guy that he believes he is as a quarterback, but nobody else believes it. So he's trying to convince everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why he's hyper aggressive like that. And he is getting away with murder with some of these balls. He's thrown at least six balls that should have been intercepted.
Yeah.
At least.
A couple of those touchdowns. The first one out to Robinson, he got lucky that Peters misjudged that ball.
I'm telling you, dude, it's been happening since week two with that touchdown at the end of the game against the Packers. That should have been an interception. Are you kidding me?
Let's talk about how aggressive he is. He's aggressive. Like he is.
I like that.
I like it too. I really do.
I want a quarterback that's aggressive versus passive.
He takes it and he doesn't care. He's aggressive, and I like that.
It's good, but I mean, ultimately. He's gotten lucky more than anything else.
Yeah.
And it's going to come back to haunt him. It's already beating him up. The guy, he needs to learn how to hold on to the football in the pocket. He really does. He's putting himself in so much trouble.
Is he small hands? Is he Dave Craig?
You know, I don't know what that is.
Is he Dave Craig part two? I think he is.
I don't think he's conscious of where his hands are in the pocket and where the defender is in the pocket. I don't think he has a good feel for what's going on in there, and that's why the ball keeps coming out. If you look at where he's holding the ball, it's in an exposed, and it's just a weak position.
Yeah.
It's not up in the chest. And when somebody gets in on him, he doesn't move it. There's no self-awareness in there of what to do with the football. So, I mean, that's his biggest weakness.
It is.
That's his biggest weakness, and he's really gotten lucky with some of those throws.
Yeah, and the Vikings should be 1-3. Let's just talk about that.
Marcus, don't do that to me, man. Don't do that to me.
They should be 1-3, which with the Cousins. Oh man, they do want him out of Minnesota by then. Especially if that rough of the passer didn't happen
The game was over. It was over.
Oh man! That's now they're 1-3.
That's two drives in a row. That would have been two drives in a row with interceptions. Man.
The ref saved his press clippings. He saved him because the press.
And this is exactly how he did not need his season to begin.
I know,
because of everything that happened in the offseason. I told you this before, and I'm going to say it again. The Vikings should have stuck with Case Keenum. They should have stuck with Case Keenum.
But they can't run the ball this year, and they'd be in trouble.
They can run the ball. They can run the ball. Cook looked great in week one. He looked pretty damn good in week two, and I'm surprised they went away from him in week two.
Doppelganger for you. Not doppelganger's word. Wrong word. Sorry, guys. they should have kept Teddy.
Well.
Yeah, they should have kept Teddy. Well. They should have kept Teddy, because then – Teddy's not going to make a mistake. Teddy would, like, roll out or something or do something.
Teddy would use his legs.
And Thielen and Diggs are going to be open, right?
Yeah, they're
going to be open. So
they're really putting it together,
God,
those two.
They're fucking good. That's a good tandem, dude.
I'd be curious what it's like in practice. Like, the two of them on the side, like, just standing there with their arms crossed talking to each other. Like, man, could you imagine if we had Aaron Rodgers? They're sitting there dreaming about quarterbacks.
Cousins is getting them the ball. They can't be mad at that. They both had 100.
No, they're putting up some numbers, but
yeah, they're both gonna have 1,000 yards.
It depends on who they are as a person. If they care about their numbers, they're happy. If they care about W's,
see, it's, I don't know. We're going on almost 20 minutes on this game, but I'm gonna say this to end this. If the Vikings play defense like they did last year, I mean, in the way they're putting up points and the way they're playing offense, they should be a lot better. So Cousins, it's kind of like Cousins brought the Redskins with him.
I'm not going to disagree with you, and it doesn't at this point. It doesn't matter what the defense does. The defense will win them some games if they can get it back together.
Yeah.
Right now they're exposed and they're in trouble. So I mean, I know it's the first quarter of the season.
Yeah,
they got a lot of work to do for the rest of the year. It's still early, but if this is the Vikings that we're going to see the rest of the season, this team is in trouble. If that defense puts it together, they're going to win the games themselves.
Yeah,
but if it comes down to Kirk Cousins, those games are going to be losses.
I agree. But if they're playing better defense, I think the way Cousins is playing, they'd be fine. If they found a way just to.
They can definitely be an 11-win team still.
Yeah.
They definitely can.
I mean, that's.
They can.
They look 9-7 to me.
I'm not going to. They look 9-7. I'm not disagreeing with you. They look like. They can win 11. This team can still win 11 games. It's possible. And you got that coming from a Packer fan.
How many games do the Rams win, Chris?
If they win less than 13 right now, but you know what, we were this way about the Chiefs last year too. The Chiefs ended up 5-0.
Yeah, but they weren't there.
And then the wheels fell off.
It ain't the same.
We'll see.
It ain't the same though. It ain't the same thing.
We'll see.
The Chiefs had Alex Smith. It ain't the same. I'm just saying, man. I love Andy Reid, but you know.
This is a traditional Andy Reid start.
Well, to be honest. We don't know how Sean McVay is in the playoffs either. We don't know how his – he did lose to a Falcons team that was worse than them. They did lose to a Falcons team that was not as good as them in the playoffs. Only put up 13 points.
You know, there's – I'm interested.
I'm interested. We'll see how Mr. Young Man does when he gets to – when they're 15-1, home field advantage, all the hype.
They were at home last year, too.
They got the hot wild card team. Maybe they got Aaron Rodgers coming into town. Ooh. See, there's a lot of things that could, you know.
Absolutely.
Playing nice warm weather in L.A. where they really don't have a home field advantage.
Everybody's going to be happy. Ooh. Everybody's going to be happy being in the L.A.
January's going to be fun.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's keep it moving. Let's go into the return. Talk about a little Colts-Eagles game. On both sides, we got some interesting quarterbacks. We got the return of Carson Wentz and everybody's favorite quarterback in the world, Andrew Luck. We all love and are babying right now. We're babying Andrew Luck.
Should we go straight to that?
Let's talk about Carson. Let's talk about Wentz first. Let's talk about Wentz.
All right. Rough start.
Yeah.
Rough start to the game. A little rust to kick off.
Yeah.
But I feel like he kicked it off.
I feel like what I like about him is he's the same quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy. He made some nice throws. Made some awesome throws.
Mm-hmm.
Kept him in the game. Ran. Made plays. Made plays in the pocket when he needed to. Did his little running around in circles type thing. Breaking 8 tackles. He looks like Carson Wentz. That's what I really liked. I looked like you couldn't even tell that he tore his ACL.
And what really, if you look at the situational stuff, it's an ugly day.
Yeah.
It's a wet day. Mm-hmm. His top two running backs are out.
Oh, yeah.
So you know that the defense is keying on him throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I thought that he showed that he was still himself. He had a little rust to kick off at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I feel like he got through it. And you're right. Same guy.
Yeah.
Same guy.
So I think
Doug Peterson's going to get to open the playbook up like he couldn't with Nick Foles.
Because the teams to watch too, man. They're going to be tough. They're going to be
that
tough.
That offense
too.
Is – and then they're going to get Alshon back too, right?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they don't get a bye and they end up going into L.A., it's the Eagles teams. We're talking about the greatest. We're comparing them to Kurt Warner, and you got the greatest show on turf.
Yeah,
they're getting all these TVs. They got
last time the Rams started 4-0 was
3,000 yard receivers. They're previewing before the Eagles game. The Eagles just come and punch them in the mouth. See, that's the type of stuff that I'm talking about because they're ready and they're prepared, and they got Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz is a difference maker. He showed everything you needed to show.
I think it's really going to come down. It's really going to come down to the backfield.
Yeah.
It's really going to come down to the backfield.
Josh Adams played well from Notre Dame. He played well for them
last week. I'm going to be really interested to see what happens with a full year of a healthy Darren Sproles and if Ajayi can be the guy that they need him to be.
Yeah.
It's really going to come down to what happens in the backfield for the Eagles because I look at Carson Wentz and I
there's really nothing wrong.
I don't have anything that I can say like, well, Carson needs to do this and Carson needs to do that.
No, I watched him and he looked really good. He was hitting Zach Ertz was like, yeah.
He's so happy.
My dude's back.
And don't they have the kid Dallas, the rookie? Now they got two tight ends that they can run out there.
So it was crazy. I watched that game. I rewatched it on Game Pass. And they came out with 13 personnel. The whole first drive, but it wasn't like bunch tight end. Like
they spread them out.
They did a spread offense with three tight ends. So the Colts had all their linebackers on the field all spread out, and they were just went right down the field,
running all over the place.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, like, that's
they're deep over there,
Doug.
They're deep over there, and I love Doug Peterson.
Yeah, me too.
Love Doug Peterson.
I really love Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson, he's big time.
There's some good coaches out there, man.
I know.
I think we're in the most creative time of the NFL as far as play calling goes. Because you had McVay, you got Kupp on the left side, on the weak side of the field, running a drag route that turns into a wheel route against a linebacker. What? That's something that comes out of the backfield, not out of the left side on a drag.
Yeah. Anthony Barr had no idea what was going on.
No, he's going to the flat. He's going to the flat.
He's like, I'm playing my zone. Oh, yep. Wait, he's going deep? Oh, shit.
Yeah. He had his head in the backfield the whole time. He never even looked the cup. No. Yeah.
Easy throw. Just toss it. Yeah, but Carson looked really well, played really well. And he made the difference. That's one of the reasons why they ended up winning that game. Let's talk about the guy on the other side, though.
I'm worried if I'm Indianapolis.
See, I don't know if I'm worried.
No, I'm worried because if you're trying to put a team together that is going to be competitive, you have a problem. You're getting into the late stages of T.Y.'s contract. You've got a core offensive line that's a good group there.
Yeah.
But you don't have a running back. I'm sorry, Marlon Mack is not the answer. You got a quarterback that's aging rapidly. And your defense has needed a fix for the last 5 years. This team is in trouble as far as being a franchise. They are. They've gotten a lot better, but the window's shrinking. This window's disappearing fast.
The defense has played pretty well. They got some good pieces there.
I like having they have a good base offense.
Nucleus, yeah.
They have a good, solid, there's a lot of potential there offensively, but you're running out of time with this group, in my opinion.
Well, I think they're going towards a defensive approach because, like I said, they got a lot of young pieces on defense,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them, and they're playing pretty good. They're not letting up a lot of points. They held the Redskins pretty well. They held the Eagles pretty well. The Eagles had some issues on third down with them, but I mean, Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz, so he's going to make some plays.
I think it might have been a different game if you have Andrew Luck being the actual Andrew Luck. If Andrew Luck stands up, sure. If Andrew Luck stands up and shows up, that's a different game.
See, Andrew Luck arm is he's Chad Pennington. He's Chad Pennington. But you can go 11-5 with Chad Pennington. Chad Pennington made the playoffs twice.
You can, but you need some creativity on the play calling. But there's also you have to be able to make certain passes. That's a touchdown to Ebron. That's a touchdown to Ebron if Luck can actually throw the ball. If that's Jacoby Brissett, that's a touchdown.
Yeah, he had a play too where he rolled out and T.Y. Hilton actually beat the corner pretty deep and he had him open for a good throw and he threw a duck in the air. And it was underthrown. But inside the 10, he threw one of the prettiest fade routes I've seen.
He still has phenomenal touch on the ball. He's the opposite of Kirk Cousins right now. From 20 to end zone, he's your guy. But from 20 to 20, we're a mess down the field.
Oh, man, his fade he threw
even in the
pretty.
Red zone, even in the red zone, he when he needs to put a little extra behind that ball to get it into a window, he's late with it because there's not a little extra there.
There's not. It really isn't, man. Nobody wants to admit it, though. Nobody wants to admit it.
Oh, he admitted it. He told everybody. He told everybody with that Hail Mary from Brissett.
Yeah.
In his press conference.
But everybody's making excuses. Well, Brissett, she has a better arm. That's why we're doing. Like, no, man.
He has a better arm because Andrew doesn't have.
He's a 50-yard rope in the playoffs off his knees. He was falling.
Yes. No, he
was a 50-yard dime.
I don't know if it's just
he was falling to the ground.
I don't know if it's just he's trying to he still needs to build the arm strength back up or if it's just completely gone.
There's something there. Somebody knows something that we don't know.
Oh, for sure. Oh, that's
something knows somebody.
Every organization knows something that somebody should know that nobody else knows.
Well, like I said, I think he's good enough though. He's still good. He's still smart. He's still tough.
The Colts have been in every single game that they've played.
Exactly. And he's still a difference maker.
Absolutely.
He's still a difference maker. I still think he's a really good quarterback. I think that he knows that he can't make the throws that he used to make. Because I'm telling you that T.Y. Hilton, if it was 3 years ago, he rolled out with T.Y. Hilton with that much.
Oh, yeah. That's a touchdown. That's a touchdown. Yeah. That's a touchdown. That's a touchdown. Well, I mean, so.
It's a touchdown, dog.
Is this a transition right here? Is it a we'll see with Andrew Luck?
Yeah, so we got a new segment, people. We had a lot of we'll sees the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we got a new segment, and we're calling it We'll See. And we're basically going to talk about some quarterbacks who are kind of, you know, playing really bad or playing
really well.
Really, really well that we're kind of skeptical on.
Yeah.
So Andrew's
going to. Going to transition us into that, we'll see, because we still got to see about what's happening with Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I think Andrew Luck is just, he's going to be a guy who beats you with your mind and anticipation right now.
Well, we'll see if the arm comes back.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, so first quarterback in our we'll see segment we're going to be talking about is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He's an enigma.
He is the ultimate we'll see quarterback. We don't know what we're going to get week to week.
Even know what you're going to get quarter to quarter.
That's so true. Half to half.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Ryan Fitzpatrick last week, he had a terrible first half and a really good second half. So which one are we going to get? Are we going to get the guy who threw for
like three interceptions on three plays in a row?
Yeah, or threw almost 300 yards in the second half and just was just throwing
400 yards in three straight games.
So what are we making this, man?
Here's the actual we'll see with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Is he even going to be on the field on Sunday?
Yeah, he's going to play. He's playing. He's
going to start?
Yeah.
They announced that?
Yeah. That's where we're on full we'll see mode because we'll see how long he's playing.
We'll see how long his leash is.
Yeah, because man, those weapons he's got, man.
Oh, Mike Evans is having a field day.
Godwin is good too, man. That's what I'm saying. Like,
Godwin's got a touchdown in every single game.
He's good.
And then, don't forget DeSean Jackson, who ran back the punt, but it got called back. Did you see how he just when he turned those jets on?
Yeah,
the man can still fly. I will
fly, dog.
He was gone. Wow. He didn't make one cut. He hit the throttle and he was gone.
He was out the door. He was gone, man. But and the OJ Howard dude, he's having a Pro
Don't
Bowl
worry, Cameron Brait is your backup tight end, and I'm pretty sure he's got one Pro Bowl under his belt.
Yeah,
already.
He does. Yeah, he's got like a 70 catch. I think he might even have like a 900 yard season in his belt. So there's weapons galore.
Oh, like crazy. Who are they playing this week?
I don't even know. I don't know who they're playing this week.
Well, that means we're cutting this part until one of us pulls up on our phone who they're playing this week.
No, we're fine. I listen to other podcasts. They got breaks all the time. Sims and Lefko has longer breaks than us, bro. To be honest, they be looking up stuff.
Looking everything up.
Bucks week 4.
Bears.
Ooh.
In Chicago.
Little Khalil Mack, huh? Little Khalil Mack action.
You know who's going to get pissed by week 11?
Who?
Khalil Mack. Because he's going to learn what it's like to be Brian Urlacher.
I'm telling you, him and Derek are texting each other, dog.
He's going to learn what it's like to be Brian Urlacher.
Him and Derek are texting each other all the time, man. Bro, if you were just there to get some pass rush, we would have won a game again. Uh-huh. Bro, if you were just there to make that last little.
I'd be 3-0 again.
Against that blitz.
You're not wrong. No, he's going to be pissed by week 11. We're going to see the character of this man. He's got his money. We'll see what his character's like come week 11 and he's frustrated because he is he is the monster of the Midway. He is the monster of the Midway, and he's got no help.
I mean, he's almost won two games for them already because they're
he's
they
doing
are
it by himself. He's literally doing it by himself.
Yeah, I mean, the defense is good all together, though. They're good all around. They were 6th in the league last year, dog.
Okay, well, we'll see.
So,
we'll see.
So they're now like number one. So
we'll see, Marcus.
And the Raiders went from 24th to 32.
We'll see. So we'll see what that defense does.
Well, sack efficiency. Not number one defense. Sorry, people. I got that wrong. They're number one in sack efficiency this year. They were 6th in sack efficiency the year before. Sack percentage, whatever. Raiders went from 24th to 32nd, obviously. Mm. And the Bears went from 6th to 1st. So Fitzpatrick's going to be under pressure this week, for sure. He's going to be under pressure.
Yeah, but all he's got to do is drop it off to OJ.
He's not great under pressure.
OJ Howard.
He's not great under pressure. He isn't. We talked about this last week.
We did, and we saw it.
Turn and throw.
And we saw it.
We saw it this week. He did a couple turn and throws.
How long is his leash?
I think it's actually pretty long.
You think he's going to be able to get away with mistakes?
I think it's a whole game.
If they're down 3 touchdowns, is he gone?
For sure.
If they're down 2 touchdowns, they let him play?
Yeah, I think he gets the whole game.
As long as they're not down 3 scores?
I think he gets 2 more.
So if they blow it and they have a monster letdown this week, he starts next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
He gets a chance to
redeem himself?
Yeah, because then they'll be 2-2, and then if they go 2-3 the next week, then...
Then Jameis is in. Yeah. Okay, I think that's a very level-headed decision on your part. But you know what doesn't happen in the NFL?
What?
Level-headed decision-making. They put Rosen in the fourth quarter to get him killed.
We'll talk about Rosen later. We'll get to Rosen. But Fitzpatrick is definitely a...
We'll see.
So my we'll see of the week. We're going to start this too. We have a we'll see of the week.
Okay. I like it.
My we'll see of the week is Ryan Tannehill. Oh, he's my we'll see. He's definitely the we'll see of the week.
I think... I don't think he's a we'll see, Marcus.
Yeah, see,
I think Adam Gase is a we'll see.
You mean Adam Gase?
I'm sorry, Gase. I said Adam Gase. I think Adam Gase is the we'll see. Because that's another coach who knows how to work it offensively and is very creative with his play calling. And the execution's there right now, and you're seeing some stuff happen.
It isn't. I watched the game against the Raiders, and if he doesn't get that roughing the passer when Maurice Hurst barely hits. If he doesn't get that rough in the passer, just the same thing happened with you 2 weeks ago, Chris.
Uh-huh.
If he doesn't get that rough in the passer and he gets sacked and it's still 10-0 and they got a punt, right? And they can't, they were able to stop the Raiders all game. Let's get that in the hand. Raiders lost that game themselves. They couldn't stop the Raiders all game and the Dolphins didn't do anything with the ball, but they got some kind of like a good return or a terrible punt. They got the ball 34, and they didn't do anything. They had like 2 runs. They're at 3rd and 10, and he got sacked, and they got a rough in the passer or something, and then offsetting penalties or whatever. The next play, he throws it was a beautiful pass. I'm not gonna lie, it was beautiful. It was very pretty deep ball. He always had it. He's one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL. He is. He is one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL.
Sir.
He is, man. I would say he's top 10 accuracy wise. Top 10. Quarterback, for sure. Accuracy-wise, for sure, because he threw a pretty deep ball to Kenny Stills right in the back of that end zone over two safeties. That was
Is that the one where he went smashing into the wall?
That was pretty.
Yeah, man. That was pretty.
But the only reason they had that opportunity is because of that damn roughing the passer, and that changed the whole game right there. Yeah. And then two of his touchdown passes, Chris, were jet sweeps.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
He had 280 yards off jet sweeps.
Well, he's not the only one that's doing
that. So to me, with Tannehill,
that's a we'll see.
He's a huge we'll see. Okay. We didn't even say anything yet. Okay. What has he done?
Well, you know what? This is the week. This is the week where he's got to do something.
He's got to do something.
This is the week. This is the week that the Miami Dolphin fans have been waiting for a long time.
I mean, their defense is all right. I don't even think their defense is that good. They're not that good at defense.
I can't.
They got Xavier Howard. He's all right.
I can't name anybody else on
defense.
It's
fucked up to say. Xavier Howard, you're really good. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say you're right. I'm hating right now. But
still a little bitter.
A little bit bitter about that game because the Raiders should have won that game. Yeah. But I don't believe in Tannehill. I think he's not really he doesn't have any feel in the pocket because he was making sandwiches. He has a really good line too this year. His line's really good. Like he got Tunsil is really really good.
He's figured it out.
Yeah, Tunsil's figured it out. He's playing really well. He's having all the time in the world. He's not having any pressure. He's nothing's going on. Everything's going perfect for him right now. Pressure. He's tossing the ball in front of him. The guy's taking it 70 yards. Mm. Tossing the ball again and in front of him again. The guy takes it 30. Mm. Everything's just going perfect for him right now.
Okay.
And if you get him on third and long, he's not really getting first downs.
So we're looking for a little adversity here for.
Oh, he's my will see of the week, Chris.
Okay. All right.
Because I think we're going to see them at 5-5 pretty soon here.
Ooh.
We're going to have a will see and everybody's going to talk about. Should the Dolphins draft the quarterback? I think that might happen by week 10.
You and I were talking about this even after the draft this year when Devontae Parker is sitting there and it's the first round's over and the Dolphins don't take a quarterback and he gets that phone call from Tannehill. Yeah, I'm watching the draft, man. You want to go throw a ball? Okay. All right, fine.
Yeah.
Let's go throw.
It's going to happen, man. I don't care what his rating is right now. I watched two jet sweeps go for 70 yards. That's not.
You're
played
not
all right. He, like I said, he's if you give him time and stuff, he's athletic, he's an accurate quarterback, he's going to look good. If not everything's going to go perfect for him for this whole year.
Okay.
And right. he played the Titans, Jets, and Raiders.
Yeah, hasn't had a test yet. Well, he's got a test this week. He's got a test this week. He's got to go into New England.
Yeah, they're at home too, right? They're in Foxborough. Right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in Foxborough. Yeah, this is
that's an L.
This is the game that the Dolphins fans have been waiting for.
That's an L. All right.
So the we'll see of the week.
We'll see of the week is Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill.
We'll see this week if we're talking about him and his performance, or we're talking about how he threw three interceptions.
We'll see
on that. That's definitely my we'll see of the week. All right, so let's talk about some bad performances. Dak Prescott,
ooh,
still looking terrible.
I don't think I want to throw Russell Wilson into that, but I don't think you can blame Russell Wilson.
Is Russell Wilson bad? Russell Wilson haven't playing bad, man. He's playing pretty good.
They can't score, Marcus. They're unable to score the ball.
He has no running game, and then he finally had a running game this week, and they played pretty well.
Andrew Luck doesn't have a running game. Andrew Luck doesn't have an arm.
What's your point? What?
You're gonna give Russell Wilson credit, but you're gonna.
I never said Andrew Luck is not playing well. I just said he doesn't have an arm. Andrew Luck is playing well. He just can't. He's not Andrew Luck anymore. No, nobody. Think, and everybody's lying to themselves about it. That's my problem.
I don't think
people are lying about.
Well, here's a conversation I want to have.
Okay.
Is Russell Wilson as good as people say that he is, or is it because of the weapons that he had with him in the last few years that made Russell Wilson that good? Because if Russell Wilson is as good as everybody says that he is, why do the Seahawks struggle as badly as they do? If you're going to put everything on the quarterback's shoulders and you're going to say it's up to him, he's the guy that's got to do it.
If Russell Wilson had a good line, how good would he be? That's what we should ask ourselves.
If Russell Wilson had a good line, and he didn't just have a good line. He had a running back behind him, too, that made life as easy as possible. He had life
at those times, though.
As you should. As you absolutely should. Dak Prescott had an amazing offensive line in front of him, and he's got a running back behind him.
See, Dak is different because Dak still has that same line.
No, the line's a little different.
It's a little hurt, but
it's a little different. That's not the same
Chris
offensive
Dak's
line.
Dak's not under pressure.
That's not the same offensive line.
He's not
line,
under
though.
Pressure. He's still making sandwiches, and he's just He's missing reads and dumping it off, and he's throwing inaccurate throws, and his receivers can't get open because, like I said, Deontay Thompson is on the field. And Allen Hurns actually ran some decent routes. I mean, he must practice since week one
because
he ran some decent routes last week. Uh-huh. But even then, what's his name? Still wasn't hitting him. And he's just out of it, man. I don't know what's wrong with Dak. Dak and Russell Wilson's totally different thing because I still think if Russell Wilson played with the Cowboys, the Cowboys would be good, even with Deontay Thompson.
That's a big statement there, sir.
Even with Deontay Thompson, the Cowboys
That's
would
a big
be,
statement there, sir. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about
Russell
that.
Russell Wilson just has better instincts than Dak. Like, Dak doesn't run when he needs to run. He doesn't, like, he just...
Dak, the only time Dak ever knew how to run is if it was a play call.
Like
a play
like
call
Dak's
run.
Dak's not a playmaker. Like, for to have legs and to be able to run and have that speed, make some plays, bro. Make them be honest. Like, Carson Wentz doesn't run all the time, but he'll
keeps
make
it
people
honest.
Miss,
yeah,
right?
He makes people
makes
think about it.
Think yeah. So he'll have yeah. you... linebackers coming up to stop him thinking he's about to run,
yeah.
and then people open up.
And that was what Tony Romo did all the time in Dallas,
Dak,
too.
Dak, you're athletic, man. Make people miss and stuff. Make some plays. That's what I don't get. I don't get why he tries to act like he's like Tom Brady. Bro, make some plays with your legs.
Yeah, he's capable of it. Do you think he's afraid? Do you think he's afraid? He sees what happens to guys like Aaron Rodgers. He sees what happens when quarterbacks leave the pocket. You think he's afraid of it?
I don't know what's wrong with him, man. I don't think he studies. That's what maybe person. You know, I always talked about his all or nothing. Oh, man. I saw the sign. I'm like, oh, this guy's not going to be good. After watching that all or nothing series, and Dez is like, hey, man, let's go practice these fades. Yeah, yeah, man, I got you. Oh, yeah, bro. Those are my three throws. Yeah, man, that's good, man. All right, let's go. Fucking Romo.
Out there for 20 days.
Yeah. They're out there for 2 hours doing fade routes.
Yeah.
And back shoulders. Dak goes out there 10 minutes, gives him three throws. All right, man, I got to go drink, so. You know, that's how I feel about it. I really think Dak does not prepare like a quarterback. Should prepare. Be honest.
I think that's a fair statement.
I think he's unprepared.
I think that's
like,
a very fair statement.
Like, I broke down that Giants thing last week, and we talked about Dak. And come on, bro. Like, you don't see a cover two, and you know you got a post. You don't throw the post. Like, that should have been clockwork. Like, bow.
Yeah.
Soon as safeties open up, middle of the field, bow, back of the end zone post, bam, touchdown.
Yeah. There should be moments where he looks at the defense and he just goes, ooh, this is it.
Yeah.
I got it right
touchdown.
Here. Every time. There's guys in the NFL. The majority of quarterbacks in the NFL, when they come to the line of scrimmage and they do a pre-snap read and they understand the coverage that's in front of them because they're doing their homework, they're studying the tape. They know when a touchdown is coming and when they need to – like when they're. I don't see Dak making audibles. I don't see him checking.
He used to. He did his rookie year. I don't know what's up with that. I think Jason Kerr should call the plays. They need to fire Linehan and get him somebody that can fit him and actually give him some easier throws. The dude has been making tough throws.
Do you think they need to change the offense to where he's only reading half of the field?
They need to do something. They need to stop trying to make him make tight window throws. He's having to make these tight windows because these guys aren't getting separation. They need to be schemed open. We need some scheme open, you know, but Scott Linehan is not going to do that.
I'm surprised they don't throw to Zeke out of the backfield more often.
That's what I'm saying. They don't do nothing, man. They don't give him nothing easy. But it's also him too, because like I said.
He can't make the easy throws, though, like those dump-offs to the out. So maybe they do try to do that, and they see it in practice all week long, and he just can't make some of those throws. And they're like, we can't call this play because – he's not going to be able to execute.
Okay. Dak Prescott. I don't know about you, man. Some other bad performances that we saw. Well, not really bad performances. We talk about Sam Bradford. He's still terrible. He's out now.
The $20 million man is sitting on the bench. We've had this conversation from podcast
Bradford,
one.
You made me look stupid with my
from
previews.
From podcast one.
These my previews. I said you're the second best quarterback in the NFC West. I'm really mad at you.
From podcast one.
I'm mad at you, Brad.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to where I ranked him. And I'm pretty sure I said he was like 4D. Like, I didn't even slot him as the.
I'm mad at you, Sam. I was going off that Saints game in 2016. You fooled me. You're an asshole. Whatever. Anyways, he looks terrible.
But we don't have to worry about him anymore.
Yeah, we got Josh. Josh coming
in. I can't believe they threw him into the game like that.
That was messed up.
I can't. They must have just been like, you know what? We are desperate. We're desperate. That's the closest game that they've been in this entire season. Three games this entire season. You hear me going on and on as if it's been a whole season.
Yeah, I know.
It's been three games. But it's the closest game that they've had in three games. So is this organization in panic mode?
I think so. They're in big panic mode. I don't know what they're going to do. They're good. I mean, they're decent on defense.
They need to get David Johnson the ball. He doesn't touch the ball as much as he should.
I mean, Mason Cole's playing well.
You can get creative when there's struggles on the offensive line.
Mike McCoy as their offensive coordinator, Chris. He's not creative.
Well, he needs to be. He needs to figure it out. Wasn't he a coordinator, and that's why he got a head coaching job because of how creative he was.
To the guy you hate, you hate Cam Newton. I got a shout out. I'm not gonna shout out Cam, but I'm gonna give a shout out to North Turner.
Okay, I will give you that. You can definitely shout out North Turner
because North Turner's old as hell. He's from the 90s. He's a 90s guy.
You see a lot of that old blueprint, though, those 90 blueprints.
Sometimes, but he is innovative, too.
Absolutely.
He's doing a lot of spread out stuff. He's doing a lot of zone reads with Cam. He's making Cam, putting the helmet on Cam. He's gotten Christian McCaffrey, I don't know how many damn yards, and he figured out how to use McCaffrey real quick.
Well, so the thing with Cam Newton has always been, if you can get the ball out of his hands right away to some of the athletes on the field, you're going to have successes. When Cam holds on to the ball and creates on his own, is he capable of doing it? Yes. Does it get him in more trouble than not? Absolutely.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's my point. Like Mike McCoy and some of these offensive coordinators, they have no innovation. Like North Turner is like, hey, I'm in 2018. I need to innovate. Maybe I need to do something different.
But North Turner's got pieces that he's used to having. He's used to having those athletic running backs to get the ball to in the flats and, you know, quick passes to them out of the backfield.
Like LT type.
He's got a tight end in Greg Olsen. I mean, he hasn't been here the last few weeks, but he's got a tight end like Greg Olsen that is he's a tight end from the 90s.
But he's got Cam over 60% accuracy, Chris. We got
to
talk about
that, okay, too. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do to you, what I just did to myself. We're three games into the season,
but
Marcus.
I'm just saying,
we're three games into the season.
This is your Will C of the week, huh? This is your Will for
Cam. He's my Will C of all time. Of all time.
I'm just saying he's got I would actually want to see what his actual completion percentage is right now. He's got Cam pretty high right now. He's got controlled Cam.
Let's look at what he has for weapons. Everything that he has for a weapon is a -3 yard pass, swing pass, where the ball's getting tossed to the receiver before he crosses the line of scrimmage to 15 yards downfield at the most.
So is DJ Moore.
DJ Moore
playing well.
You don't see these balls that Cam wants to throw where it's 70 yard deep bombs because he can stand there with his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage and make that throw. You're not seeing those kind of throws in a North Turner offense. Norv's not going to let Cam do that kind of stuff. So, yes, I'll understand that his completion percentage is better.
He has Cam looking pretty damn good, Chris. He has Cam looking pretty good.
I don't want to give him any credit right now. That's why I'm going to throw a Marcus.
So, shout out to North Turner.
Yes, shout out to North Turner.
You're old, but you learned some things. You kept up. I appreciate the old man keeping up with the young
Absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely. Norv's always been
Mike
phenomenal.
McCoy needs to learn something because he's – Mike McCoy's an idiot because Mike McCoy had Chase Edmonds in the game on 3rd and 2, and they ran the ball with Chase Edmonds on a key 3rd down. And you got David Johnson.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the NFL can't tackle him.
Are they afraid that he's going to get hurt again?
Is that what it is? I don't fucking know.
You're just frustrated over there.
There's idiots over there, dude. Mike McCoy's an idiot. That's basically what it is. That's what I'm thinking.
Ooh, you are fired up.
He's the worst play caller in the NFL.
You are fired up right now.
I am. I'm fired up about Mike McCoy. He's ruining that offense. He's ruining David Johnson. Anyways, all right. So Sam Bradford's out. We got Rosen in this week. So what do you think you're going to see from Rosen?
I think we got to throw him in that we'll see.
Okay.
I have to take a step back. And we talked about Rosen a lot early in this podcast.
Yeah.
And we both like Rosen a lot. And it was him and Baker for the both of us as the two best quarterbacks coming out of this draft. And I think that Rosen is very capable of doing what Goff is showing right now. But is it going to take a full season for him to get there? Do you think he was the most NFL-ready quarterback of all of them? of all of them.
See, I don't know, man. If we have to, he's a little late with the football a couple times. But
well, I think it's the first time that he got to experience game speed, and then he's not only experiencing game speed, he's experiencing a situation where they know he's just going to throw the ball.
Yeah, he has.
So you got cornerbacks trying to bait you into every single throw because they know what's coming.
Yeah.
So I think he was put into the worst situation possible, and in my opinion, you take everything that happened in that 4 minutes and you wash it. You take it out of your mind.
Yeah.
That is not Josh Rosen. You cannot try to judge him on anything that happened at the end of that game. He was put into the worst situation possible. It was completely opposite of what happened to Baker Mayfield with his NFL debut. I think Baker came into a phenomenal situation.
Yeah.
The pressure was on Rosen way much more than it was on Baker.
Like, yeah, you just come save the day.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, we need you to do everything that you can possibly
do
right now.
They should have just put Sam back.
They should have just finished the game with Sam and not do that. I hope that he's mentally strong enough to just kind of take whatever happened in that game, learn the speed of everything, learn the timing of everything, take those pieces of it.
Yeah.
But any other results, you gotta clear it out of your mind, and this is your NFL debut right now.
Okay. All right. So Rosen, I think he's gonna play well. I think he's gonna throw a lot of picks though. Things at first. And
I just hope they don't put him in those same if they put him in the same type of situations, I agree with you. But I hope that the offense doesn't do that.
All right. So let's go ahead and check out Baker Mayfield this week. What do you think of Baker? What he's going to do this week?
I think you put him in the same boat as Rosen. It was really exciting what he did when he came into the game, and he had a lot of success there. And that's a good pat on the back and a great way to start your NFL career. But this is a full week where somebody's game planning for you, and this is a full week where you're the guy and you're game planning for the other team. Now we're going to see what type of quarterback he is. Because I think a lot of what he did in last week's game was not so much the play call, but what happened after the snap. Like, he made the reads. He got through his progression. Stuff was breaking down. He bailed out of the pocket. You know, made a lot of explosive plays. But I don't think those were called plays as much as it was just him being an athlete out there. So I think it's the same situation for him like it was for Rosen. It is all about you this week, and we're going to see what happens when everybody is focused on you this entire week.
This is going to sound really corny, and I don't want to be the corny guy, but the video he posted on Instagram bothered me.
I didn't see it.
He basically did a highlight video of his first game. They talk about it's nonstop. He just put the Drake nonstop song on. And
the kid's excited. That's what
I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way.
He's like, excited. I'm sure.
Now I'm like, I hope the Raiders kill your
There's
ass.
A lot that he does. There's a lot that he does. Yeah. There's a lot that he does that rubs people the wrong way. And that's just his personality.
Just
I don't disagree with you. That
Why
is a little
weird. Why are
you
doing the highlight tape of your
the
first
kid's
win?
He's excited, man. He's excited. He got his first win. He came into the game unexpectedly.
He matched the throws to the lyrics.
Did he really? He's excited. Did he do it? Did he produce that?
I don't know. Somebody
put that
did.
Together.
Somebody
if he
did.
Put that together, then that's some pretty pretty good production skills.
Oh man, that just it was weird. It was some weird shit, dude. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what. That's he might not have meant to, but I bet you they're watching that over and over on the
in Oakland, right?
In Oakland. Oh yeah.
Shit, the donor stop. He's just in the pocket.
I bet you if they sack him, they get over top and they start singing it. They start dancing to
Damn,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're watching that in that locker room.
Wow. That was
it's gonna be interesting.
That was wild.
It's gonna be interesting.
I'm like I was thinking like, bro, you played a half. You played a half, my dude. That wasn't even your first win. That doesn't even go down as your first win.
Because he wasn't the starter.
Because you weren't the starter.
Yeah.
That's Tyrod Taylor's win. That's a win for Tyrod. You added the Tyrod's total.
We'll see.
I was like, wow. Yeah, I love Baker, but I just thought that was like, really, bro? You played one game. Let's go. Let's relax.
Yeah.
Maybe do that after the season.
Maybe oh, for sure.
Do a highlight video after the season.
Sure.
Tell me it's not going to stop the next season. That's cool. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But a half?
After game one. After a half. First half. Did you ever play? Well, yeah, that's going to make it interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, after the season, I would have been like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, you do your little season highlights and tell you how it's not going to stop. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Yeah. I don't know. So we'll see how he does. We'll see how he does. What else?
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
And this I think is where we're gonna have to call it quits.
Okay.
After this one right here.
Okay.
Who's gonna have a good week? Who's not gonna have a good week?
Who's not gonna have a good week?
I got a guy for you who's not gonna have a good week.
Who's that?
Since we're talking about rookie quarterbacks.
Who's that?
Allen.
Who's he playing?
Packers. Green Bay just played one of the sloppiest games in a long time. But Buffalo's coming off that high of being in Minnesota with that win.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a refocused Green Bay Packer team.
Yeah, defensively.
And you're going to see a real mad Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but Jim, you got to worry about that pass rush, dog, and those boys down in Buffalo. They ain't no joke. The defense ain't no joke, dog.
Well,
don't sleep on him. Nathan Peterman ain't playing no more.
You're right. Nathan Peterman ain't playing no more. But I'm going to tell you right now, McCarthy, if they win that coin toss, they're receiving the kick, and they're going to go out there and make a statement.
See, I think with Josh Allen, he's weird to me because I think right now he's just playing football. I don't think he has any idea what's going on, really, to be honest.
Well, I made a statement to you, and thank God not to anybody on this podcast, that I thought the Vikings were going to come in and really throw down.
Yeah.
Just because of how they got embarrassed last week.
Mm-hmm.
I really think the Packers are going to come in this week and throw down.
See,
and I think the Buffalo Bills are a victim of that.
I don't think Allen's going to play bad. I think he's going to be all right. I'm not saying he's going to win. I'm not saying he's going to throw five picks.
They're going to go down early, and it's going to be up to Allen to bring them back, and we're going to see what kind of – that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's why I think that they're in a lot of trouble this week with Buffalo.
I agree with that. I don't think he's ready. I think right now, just like if you watch the Vikings game, a couple of his touchdowns are off screens, and he had one that was like off a fake screen.
They could do whatever they wanted. They were up big.
Exactly.
They could do whatever they wanted as an offense.
He ran for two touchdowns. He was running all over.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. He's out there. He's basically a running quarterback.
If I'm Mike McCarthy, I take the ball, I put it in Aaron Rodgers' hands, and that offense is pissed.
What you might be scared of, the good defense and a running quarterback, Chris, he just starts running for first downs.
Aaron Rodgers knows what he's doing.
The thing with Josh Allen is he's inaccurate as hell. I'm gonna say that to this day that he's.
You're preaching to the choir.
He's
I'm right there with you.
But one thing I always noticed on tape from. Was his feel in the pocket. He always had a pretty good feel. He knows what's around him. Like, he's not a guy who's going to fumble and shit, right? He, like, knows what's going on around him, knows what kind of – he's so sly. He might overthrow the guy by 10 yards.
But
he's
going to
slide,
okay.
And he's going to – if he knows he can run, he's going to slide up. He's going to run. I think with that – and he's a gamer. That's the thing, too. He's a gamer. He's going to be tough. He's gonna die for that first down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take that big hit, whatever. That's why I think the difference between him and why he could, if he might do something like him jumping over Anthony Barr, gets everybody on the team hype, right?
Right.
He might do something against the Packers, and he might like make some dude miss or like run somebody over. Team gets hype, the defense get hype, and the game might change. And that's the thing about Josh Allen is he's not gonna do anything pretty right now. Nothing's gonna.
No.
He's not gonna do 28, 300 yards and three touchdowns. It's not gonna happen.
No.
He's just gonna ugly you to death.
Okay.
And that's what the Packers need to worry about. They have to worry about him. Yeah, you might get him on 3rd and 13, but if he gets out, he's gonna try to get the 13.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you have to worry about with him.
Yeah. No, I just have a feeling about that game where the attitude is gonna make the difference.
Yeah.
And I see that coming more from the Packers. Yes, you're right. He's got that I'm gonna go all out for it. But I think when you're down two scores right away.
Yeah.
It's a different type of game.
Yeah.
So that's I don't think Allen's gonna have a pretty game this week.
I don't think so either. I don't think he's having a pretty season. I think the Bills are gonna be better than people think with him because he's gutsy, dude. And then once he gets better and he's a grinder, you could already tell that he just from going to the Vikings game, from the Chargers game to the Vikings game, you could tell that he watches tape,
mm-hmm.
and he grinds. Mm-hmm. So you never know with him, dude.
So who's your guy this week? Who's this guy? Who are you watching this week that you're like, man, he's gonna struggle, or this is his week? This is his week to shine.
I'm watching Drew Brees and Michael Thomas.
Ooh.
I think, you know, Drew Brees doesn't have MVP. And we're talking about Goff and Mahomes. And that dude's completing 80% of his passes. I don't know if he's thrown a pick. I haven't looked. I don't think he has.
He might have thrown
like
one in the Tampa Bay game at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. I don't think he's, like, seriously, dude. Drew Brees. He's playing phenomenal. Michael Thomas, you know, Michael Thomas has 38 catches on 40 targets.
Yeah, no, he's got his numbers are out of this world right now.
So I'm watching Drew Brees a lot. A quarterback I'm expecting to struggle this week. I'm trying to think of some games. I'm going to say Matthew Stafford comes back to life against the Cowboys defense. He comes back to himself.
Okay. It's in Dallas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He struggles in Dallas throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob Marinelli, for some reason, I don't know. Did Rob Marinelli, he drafted him. No, he didn't because he's 0-16. But Rob Marinelli has to know something about him because he's played pretty well against Stafford throughout his history, his career. So I think that's the game.
So keep an eye on Allen. Keep an eye on Breeze. Keep an eye on Stafford.
Mm-hmm. And keep an eye on see what Mahomes does on Monday night. Live TV.
Spotlight, man. Spotlight. This is a big game for him.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn Miller and those boys. But, you know, they got Case Keenum on the side, so we'll see about that. I don't think they'll be able to keep up. I don't know. I'm also interested is Andy Dalton, man. Andy's playing pretty well.
He is. Does he have A.J. Green back this week, though?
That's questionable. He's questionable, but we'll see. But Andy's playing pretty well, man. Even when AJ went out, he played pretty well. Yeah, Tyler Boyd. Hung with the Panthers. They couldn't stop the run, so it didn't matter what he was doing.
Right.
But he hasn't played.
And they're missing Mixon still too.
He hasn't been Andy Dalton. You know.
You're right.
It's been really quiet on that side.
You're right.
It's been real quiet for Andy.
Mm-hmm.
So well, you know, I'm watching. I'm watching you, Andy. I'm seeing this is real. We'll see. We'll see. And I'm watching my We'll See of the Week for sure too. Ryan Tannehill. I'm gonna be watching him. And see what Brady. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna watch Brady too. Is he looking 41?
He doesn't have. I'm excited to see Sonny Michel get the Josh majority Gordon of the looks too. Over there. I'm excited to see what happens next week when he gets Edelman back. So I don't think Brady is in trouble yet. He's got all these weapons, and we're in week six, week seven, and there's still that feel.
Yeah.
Then maybe he's getting old.
So does Brandon Cook smoke weed or something? What does he do? What is wrong with him? Why did they let him go?
Because the Patriots let everybody go.
Why though? Like, what are they thinking?
I don't know. The Patriots let everybody go.
Obviously, he's damn good, right? He's been to three. He's played with three different quarterbacks in three different systems, and he's got 1,000 yards. He's hit 1,000 yards like every year. Like, what does the guy got to do?
I think that's.
Is he an asshole? Or something?
Like, that might have been. That might have been just. You know,
he must be uncomfortable.
You know how it is with Belichick and with Brady, man. They have their own agendas, and if you don't fit the need, Belichick's not afraid to get rid of somebody.
That's weird, man.
He's not afraid to get rid of somebody.
It's weird.
He sent Jamie Collins to the Browns.
It's weird.
So
it's strange stuff. I don't know. All right, people.
A lot going on. Week four is going
to
be
week four. We're about to hit the. It pisses me off. We're already about to hit the quarter point of football already.
I know it's going by so
fast. Game 5 this week.
It's going by so fast.
Jesus. Anyways, hopefully ASU wins this week too. Come on, Herm. You're playing Oregon State. Do not.
Yeah, no, you can't.
We got
can't
a
21
point spread, Herm.
You can't have a letdown.
We got a 21 point spread, Herm.
Cannot have a letdown.
Let's go, Manny.
Oh, don't get me started with that, Marcus. We better end this podcast right now. We better end it right now.
All right, people, we're out of here. We'll see you
week 4.
See you next week.